This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Tuesday, August 12, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Ratings agency Moody's Investors Services announced a cut in state-owned Eskom's local and foreign currency ratings on Monday. It also cut its baseline credit assessment while sustaining a negative outlook for all three indices. This was despite assurances from the National Treasury that it would front-load its promised 60 billion rand support for the power utility, as well as hints of possible additional support that Finance Minister Trevor Manuel offered in July. Moody's said that it viewed government's recent announcements positively, but that there was still uncertainty over the likely future behaviour of government towards its wholly owned subsidiary. It lowered the local currency rating of Eskom to Baa2 from A1. JSE-listed construction firm Group 5 said on Monday that the construction sector, particularly in South Africa, would remain strong for the foreseeable future. CEO Mike Upton reported a 77% increase in full-year profits. He said that the company was confident about growth in the next few years. He noted that Group 5 had significantly moved its place to align itself with where the hot markets were. These markets included oil and gas, power, mining, the public sector and projects in Dubai.
So there's been a cycle change here. Movement towards public sector is vigorous and it's going ahead as we speak.
The National Union of Mine Workers said on Tuesday that more than 700 union members at the Helium diamond mine in Swartwagens near Rustenburg have downed tools to demand better wages. Spokesman Mngasi Siteti said the union was demanding a minimum wage of 2,300 rand a month for surface workers and 2,500 rand a month for underground workers. All workers are currently earning 1,500 rand a month. Workers refused the 12% increase offered by the company. This increase would have boosted their earnings to 1,680 rand a month. Also making headlines, Tony Leon says that South Africa's future will be better than its past. The DTI promises a comprehensive offset update and denies that some projects are duds. South Africa is to unveil 5 billion rand in tax incentives for large projects later this year. ArcelorMittal buys 49% of Brazilian iron ore miner. Former Centula managers have been implicated in irregular activities. And GFMS says the global gold hedge book is at its lowest level in over 20 years. In political news, Robert Mugabe and the opposition are under growing pressure for a deal. Villagers refuse to move for Sudanese dam. The World Trade Organization's farm mediator calls for the talks to restart soon. And an Algeria suicide car bomb kills 6 people and injures 18. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.